"Teacher, don't you care? We are perishing. The boat is going to sink. Nothing we can do as experienced sailors who have fished here for decades is making any difference. Our lives are at risk." Today, we might be exclaiming, "Our nation is sinking beneath hatred, violence, attacks on immigrant families that we might have barely diverted. Our community of faith is shifting in numbers and composition in ways we cannot comprehend. Maybe our bodies are changing or aging in ways that limit what we can do or understand or even remember. Lord, don't you care? We are perishing." Okay, take a deep breath. It is a big storm. Are we so very sure that Jesus sleeping on the pillow on the back of the boat means he does not care? What we, like the terrified disciples, might be seeing is that the Lord who asks us to travel together to a foreign shore is not afraid. If I take a moment to remember the feedback model for clear communication from the College for Congregational Development, what I am seeing, the observable behavior, is that Jesus is asleep in the boat. I may be terrified. I may want to be rescued from the fear and from the real threats of the storm. I may be attributing apathy to the Lord when I face these storms. I get it. I'm terrified. The Lord is not. What we see is that Jesus is asleep. In today's gospel reading, one of Mark's super short vignettes, when Jesus is woken up by the disciples, it is because there is a huge storm. He doesn't pray. He immediately rebukes the wind and tells the sea, "Peace, be still." Then there is a huge silence. The same Greek word is used for the huge storm and for the huge silence. The same Greek verbs are used to rebuke the storm and command silence as Jesus used to rebuke an unclean spirit in the very first healing in the Gospel of Mark. Jesus asked the disciples, "Why are you afraid? Have you no faith?" But they do not answer Jesus. They talk to each other. Why? They are filled with awe. That's a nice way to translate it. More accurately, they were afraid with great fear of Jesus, as they had been afraid of the storm. Who is this person they are now following? What awaits them on the shore if they live through the storm? They are leaving Galilee, familiar Jewish territory, and traveling to the land of the Gentiles for the first time. We may recall that they will land in the country of the Gerasenes, where unclean animals cover the hillsides, where man who lives in the graveyard surges towards them and will be profoundly healed. All they know is they are going to a new place with someone who both inspires and terrifies them. But those who follow Jesus in Mark's gospel repeatedly have to face their fears. The struggle between faith and fear is named here for the first time, but it is woven throughout the gospel. Angels tell the shepherds not to be afraid when they appear at the Nativity. Another angel tells the women not to be afraid when announcing the resurrection, but their fear keeps them silent. Here Jesus overcomes the threatening storm with just a few words. The question Jesus asks his companions caught in the storm and us is, why are we afraid? Have we no faith? Can we ask Jesus' help to face the storms which terrify us? We are not asked to pull ourselves together or to muscle past our fears of the real storms that we face. Instead, can we hear the one who spoke creation into being speak calmness over the water, over our storms, because the Holy One is with us? Are we willing to look through our fears of our circumstances, of our projections about the future or the ghosts of our past, and let the huge calmness which Jesus evokes enfold us with hope and grace and peace as we travel to a new, very unfamiliar territory. Can we hear that loving, all-powerful voice? Peace, be still. Peace, be still.